be a bumblebee, and you've got one that don't, and I don't believe he stings. One bumblebee that don't sting. That's the only thing I know.
Okay. I was thinking of a dirt dauber.
Huh?
A dirt dauber.
Don't he sting?
I don't know. Do you think?
I don't know either. I have to do nothing but tear his nest down.
What's that?
I said, all I know is tear his nest down.
Whose nest?
Old dirt dauber. You know, he makes his nest and fills it full of spiders, I believe.
Okay. Now, this is a kind of a stinging insect that draws blood.
It does what?
Draws blood.
Oh, no.
It's a little very, oh, sure you do. They come in the summer, they sting you, and you get a welt that itches.
You're talking about a mosquito.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, is that one or two?
Hmm?
Is that one or two you're talking about there?
I just put an S to make the plural.
What's that then? That's right. No, what's the word?
I just add an S to it to make mosquitoes.
Yeah, but I mean say it. See that? I want you to say the word. Not
say two mosquitoes not eat me up.
Okay. All right, fine. Now these things hop around in the grass, an insect.
Yeah.
Kind of green.
You talking about grasshoppers?
Sure.
Oh, my Lord, these gals all look like grasshoppers with the long legs up and down the street. I see them every day on the street.
Now, what do you call little fish that are used for bait?
Minnows.
All right, and something made by a spider.
A whale.
All right, would you call it the same thing indoors or out? Would you call it the same thing whether it's in a house or outside?
I think it's a web, any way you put it.
All right. How about the parts of a tree that are underground?
That's the roots.
And the tree?
The trunk of the tree and then the limbs.
Right. Now this is the part of the tree that the kind of tree that you get syrup from.
Maple.
All right. And if there were a number of these trees together in a group, what would you call that? A number of maple trees.
We don't have that. Don't get that down here. That's
involved. Okay, sure. What kinds of trees are there around here then?
It's native trees.
Yeah, just some of the local trees.
Well,
right?
We've got several types of oaks. You've got a red oak and a white oak and a post oak. That's three distinct. And old Blackjack is four, and we had one of these called a Spanish oak, but the right off the Memphis told me it was a Spanish oak. It's a slick bark. It's just different. Those are all different classifications.
What's a Blackjack?
He's a little old, low growing thing that generally grows on rather poor land. When you go down here about the fall line in Georgia, you're going to find plenty of those blackjacks around Taylor County.
Uh-huh.
And all out of there, you'll find plenty of those scrubbing blackjacks. He don't grow to be tall. He's a very ordinary tree.
Is it a kind of oak?
Huh?
Is it a kind of
oak? It's a blackjack oak.
I see. What kinds of fruit trees? Name a few different kinds of fruit trees, whether they grow here or not.
Well, we had peaches and apples and pears and plums, and that's just about.
What did George Washington cut down? What did George Washington supposedly cut down?
He cut out a cherry tree.
Okay. And this is a kind of
I forgot cherries, but they used to flourish here, but they don't flourish like those two. We had trees out home that big.
Is that?
First
went
to that
farm. Is that so? This is more like a bush than a tree, and it has great big I think it has large leaves, and in the fall it becomes a very bright red. It's a very beautiful tree.
You're not talking about a quince.
No.